It was truly a historic moment, imbued with symbolism. The edifice of the man responsible for two decades of tyranny pulled down in the center of Baghdad. Iraqis tried to topple the statue themselves. But U.S. Marines quickly lent them a hand. There was joy and anger today.
That's the official story. The American Army helps liberated Iraqis bring down the symbol of a hated regime. But it wasn't quite so simple. An Army report revealed by the Los Angeles Times credits a psychological operations unit with stage managing the event to promote the idea of a war of liberation. The story goes like this. Entering the empty square with combat troops, the unit had an inspiration. Toppling the statue would create the defining image of the war, especially if Iraqis brought it down themselves. They used loudspeakers to call out civilians and attract international journalists. A small crowd gathered in the deserted square, and the show was underway. And later, that American flag briefly draped over the face of the dictator, was it a propaganda error, the image of an occupier, not a liberator, and so quickly taken down? Or was it their intention to film one version for domestic American consumption and a second with the Iraqi flag for an international audience? Close-up images gave the impression of a joyous, spontaneous crowd. But look closely, it's mostly soldiers and journalists. The image was false, but memorable. Scripted for television, impact by the military. And it worked.